At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The business of America is small business. In the recovery, the third year of the pandemic, I welcome Gene Marks, the small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as our hometown newspaper, the Philadelphia Inquirer. We begin with the reigning economic news of the moment, which is the jobs report, reflecting the middle of December only, before the Omicron swept through the East Coast. The Wall Street Journal headline: Behind Omicron's haze, a booming jobs market. Subhead: Weak headline numbers conceal strong labor market, largely to pick up where it left off after the Omicron surge. So the Wall Street Journal news side is looking past the Omicron peak, which may or may not be upon us, depending on where you are in the country. What does this mean for small business? Therefore, we turn to Mr. Marks, the small business interpreter. Gene, a very good evening to you. Omicron is making it obvious that restaurants and movie theaters and venues are light or carefully adjusted to what they're getting at this time of year. But the Wall Street Journal is looking past that somewhere, I guess, in February and spring. Do you see the same thing in your reporting, Gene? Good evening to you.
Hi, John. Yeah, I do. I actually am not so concerned with the job numbers that came out today, which were weak. I'm actually, you know, not really paying attention to a lot of the jobs and economic data. In fact, I find some of the president's comments to be misleading about the job creation that he's created in this, you know, in the economy in the past year. When, you know, we're comparing this to pandemic years when the economy was at a standstill, it's kind of irrelevant. And I think the Wall Street Journal is right to look ahead. I think the next time we talk about the jobs number, when it comes out in February, it's still going to be relatively weak because we are in the middle of Omicron, and there's a lot of hysteria going around about the, you know, about the variant. I walk around the city of Philadelphia, and a lot of restaurants and retailers are closed. Not just because they can't, they're not allowed to serve certain customers if they're not vaccinated, but because they can't find employees. And there are lines of people looking to get, tested, only to prove that they've got COVID, although they're not really feeling the effects, so that they can have some more time off. It's a great opportunity if you're an employee. And I know a lot of people are taking advantage of that right now. All of this means that small businesses are going to continue. It's going to be a very difficult winter for them. We're going to continue to have, between the mandates and, and the lack of employees, the month of January and February are going to be tough. But, John, maybe it's just because you and I both are optimists and half as glass full people. There are going to be other variants in the future. The Omicron variant will go away, but coronavirus will never go away. However, I think people are more and more learning to live with it. With the vaccines that we have, the therapeutics that we have, the weakening of the variants. And I do really believe that once we hit the spring, the job numbers are going to start surging. And those 4 million people that disappeared from the payrolls are going to start coming back. And once that happens, I think that'll be a good thing for small business. Just depends if they can make it to there, because it's going to be a tough couple months.
Another shadow that will always be with us. I read from Barron's. It was August 1942. Battles raged across Europe while U.S. troops had just landed on Guadalcanal. But folks back home had more on their minds. Everybody is worrying about inflation, Barron's wrote, 1942. Here we are 60 years, 70, 80 years later. Everyone is worried about inflation. And Gene, the inflation story is anecdotal, but it's obvious. I report that in Edinburgh, Scotland, a liter of milk in December of 2021 was £1 even. In January of 2022, it is £1.20. You point us to ways for small businesses to deal with the inflation that's all around us. Seven ways to protect themselves. Let us begin with number one. Please explain, Gene.
Sure. So we do know that inflation is going to be a fact in 2022. And I do expect it to continue at its higher than normal levels, anywhere from 6 to 8% throughout 2022. And as business owners, we have to take some steps. So the Fed has already announced they're going to be raising interest rates this next year at least 3 times. So we're looking at interest rates becoming, you know, higher than what we've normally seen in the past, which is close to zero. They're targeting rates at anywhere around, you know, 3%, 4%. It could be up that high. So as business owners, we need to take some steps. First of all, a lot of us have left our cash sitting around in our checking accounts because why put it into interest-bearing accounts when an interest rate is 0%? That's going to change in 2022. It makes more sense if you've got excess cash to put it into accounts that are interest-bearing, start sweeping it into money market accounts, interest-bearing checking accounts, certificates deposit, those kinds of things. You need to make sure you're doing that. If you've got debt that's outstanding, you need to refinance your debt. Typical bank loans right now are anywhere from 2.5% to 7%, but rates are going to be going up in 2022. So now is the time to fix those you know, debts that you have at the rates that are now, so you can beat those rate increases. Go to an SBA, a Small Business Administration lender, and consider converting your debts to a Section 7A loan, where it will be a fixed rate potentially for, you know, 5, 7, even as much as 15 years. Some of my clients, John, are not only raising prices in this era of inflation, actually most of my clients are doing that, but a few smart ones are practicing what's called shrinkflation, John, which is where you sell a product or a service for the same price, but you deliver a little bit less of that product or service, which is what I am seeing a lot of big brands doing when you buy stuff in Walmart or Target. And finally, just a few other items just to throw in there. Locking in your long-term agreements wherever you can. Buying inventory, property, and equipment. Those are the things that you can buy now and sell later at a higher price and tend to do well in an inflationary environment. Investing in technologies, which is what most businesses are able to do to keep their costs down in a high price environment. Revisiting your investments as well. One thing you might want to look into if you've got some extra cash is what's called TIPS, or Treasury Inflation Protected Securities. These are bonds that are issued by the U.S. government, just like Treasury bonds, but they come with protections against inflation. So talk to your financial advisor about TIPS. Make these moves now, because we know inflation is going to be with us this year, and we know interest rates are going up. And my smartest clients, John, are always looking ahead, making their plans in advance of these kinds of things happening.
One more shadow that we can count on is the tax man. And I go to Gene's column in The Guardian, a new tax rule, just what we needed, Gene, to add to the 71,000 pages already. The new tax rule, and it's for U.S. small business owners. How so?
So this will impact you mainly if you get paid by your customers a lot of payments on credit cards, or if you use cash apps like Cash App, Zelle, Venmo, Square. If you make use of these applications, you need to be aware a new rule that was part of one of the stimulus bills last year is now going to require those payment services to report the payments they made to you to the government. So let's say, for example, you sell art or crafts, and you use Venmo, you know, the app that's, you know, where you can transfer cash. Well, Venmo at the end of the year is going to report to the IRS that they paid you X dollars for transactions that you had, business transactions during the year. And by the way, when you're collecting these transactions, you can differentiate between business and personal. The bottom line is that the government's going to know that now. And if you're a small business, sometimes smaller entrepreneurs, John, they tend to forget to report some of this income, or their records may not be so good. Well, that's going to be a problem, because now those payment services will report your revenue to the IRS. You're going to get a form as well that they've reported. So you really can't get away from reporting that number on your tax return as well. So look for that. It'll come in a 1099 next January of 2023. Don't be surprised if you start getting these new 1099 forms from PayPal or Visa or some of these payment services. That's telling you they've reported that money to the government. You've got to report it too on your tax return.
Yes, when I read this, Gene, it was reminding me, recently I've taken up model railroading again, you know, since my childhood, buying used HO cars and trains to build my model railroad for the theoretical grandchildren. You understand? Well, eBay is a wonderful place, and you pay with PayPal, and it all gets done very neatly. And eBay is eBay with PayPal is security times 10. But these amounts of $10 or $20 or $50 are going to small business people who send me the packages very well wrapped. Everybody's responsible. But what you're saying is that the my $30 or $40, if you gather more than $600 in the year from eBay's PayPal, the IRS is going to know that. So it's unnecessary to keep records. Have I interpreted all that correctly?
100%. And thanks for reminding me about the $600. You are right. It happens to be if you are received more than $600 from any of these payment services like PayPal, that's when you'll get that 1099 form. But you're absolutely correct. And I hope that those small businesses that you're buying these things for your train sets, I hope they realize that they're likely to get a form from PayPal next year saying like, hey, this is the money that we've reported to the IRS that you received. So you better report that on your tax return too.
All right. We've got ideas to fight inflation. We've got a new tax rule. And one more. Wages have gone to $30 in December. You anticipated this, Gene, that small business had to raise its wages in order to compete with workers.
Yes. I mean, it is, you know, someone just asked me recently, they were giving some ideas about how to afford these new employees, how to attract new employees. And, you know, and I was trying to give some ideas, but the main thing is you got to pay up, right? I mean, you know, right now paychecks, they did their monthly report on payroll earnings, and they found that hourly earnings on average have been raised to $30 an hour in December. $30. Now, we know the minimum wage is a lot less than that. Why is it going up so much? Because supply and demand. We have a low supply of workers and we have a high demand from businesses to hire these people. And you can do all the benefits you want, have all the great culture you want, try and come up with all the great ideas to work for my company. But in the end, you are going to have to step up and pay more. I wish I had a better answer for that, but that is the way market economy works. And when you have a commodity that's in high demand and low supply, the price of it's going to go up, and that's why the price of labor has gone up so much.
Gene Marks, the small business columnist for The Guardian, UK and US edition, as well as our hometown newspaper, The Philadelphia Inquirer. And when we come back, the big small business story of 2021. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.